But first to some breaking news, as you would have heard there from Amber on the 9 o'clock bulletin. This is the news that the armed support unit, the Garda Armed Support Unit, were called Tralee last night after a fight broke out involving, we understand, at least 20 people. We're joined on the line by Sinn Féin councillor for the Tralee Municipal District, Deirdre Ferris. Good morning to you, Deirdre, and thank you so much for joining us. Deirdre, we understand that the row took place at Mitchell's Road sometime around 10:50 last night, and the details we have at present is that at least one person has been arrested and that at least five people were hospitalised. What's your response?
Hiya, Tressa. Nice to chat to you this morning and to all the listeners as well. Look, Tressa, I was shocked to hear what happened. I'm speaking to a couple of residents this morning and they too are in complete shock because this is not something that we know this area for now. This area has had massive regeneration and massive amount of investment. It is a mature area. It is a very quiet area now. It is such a lovely spot with great people and a great community. So this morning that they're all a little bit reeling, there was an awful lot of shock and fear last night with the emergency services all coming in. So at the moment, we're all still kind of gathering ourselves a little bit, and it's news reports is what we're hearing more especially. But what I can say is this was, from what we can gather, what the neighbours were able to figure out, this was an individual home where this happened. It had nothing to do with the area. The majority of the people in that home yesterday weren't actually even from the area. I'd like to make sure that we can reassure all the residents up there that there was a very quick response from the Gardaí, and that they can feel safe and secure in the knowledge that they have arrested somebody and there is going to be a big investigation into this, because I do hope that everybody who was part of the awful scene that an awful lot of people saw last night, that they are all held accountable.
And Deirdre, this would be distressing for anyone to be involved in or to witness. Would children have seen what went on?
I don't know. There was, from what I can gather, there was a large event in a house yesterday. I can't tell you much more. I think we're all a little bit reeling this morning because not a lot of us have the full information. It all happened so late last night. I've only spoken to a couple of the residents close enough to where it all occurred. It was all a huge mess, was the way it was put to me. It was just, there was people everywhere. There was emergency services everywhere. They were shouting and they just went in and they closed their doors for their own safety.
That's what you're hearing from people living in the Mitchell's Road area?
Yes.
What they saw?
Yeah.
They decided...
Yeah, and I just think we need to... The Gardaí are going to do their job. They came in last night, they did what they could, and they're going to do their job. I want the people of Mitchell's area to know that this is not the normal for this area now. This area is a very quiet area. It is a large, mature population live up there. They can feel safe in the knowledge that there was a quick response last night. Arrest has been made. Yes. It's very shocking and very frightening, but continue, just do not allow this to detract from, you know, your ordinary everyday life. This is not the norm up there. This was an outlier of an event, that something they have not seen in a very long time.
And would you advise people, you know, anyone who might feel this could be the start of something or want to cause more trouble, that just do not do that and allow the Gardaí do their job and for the investigation to progress and to be mindful of the fact that people have been injured, that a neighbourhood has been left distraught and shocked, and that it's something that was just totally unexpected by people.
Yeah, completely. And what I would say, Tress, is anybody who witnessed anything last night, no matter how simple of an event or an incident that you think you saw, let the Gardaí know. This investigation is going to be big. It was a very, you know, there's a lot of people involved in this last night. So we just need to ensure that the Gardaí have all the information now so that those who are responsible are held accountable. You know, to prevent what you're talking about, Tressa, to prevent the likelihood of you know, this escalating to something more, which I hopefully don't think it will. You know, I'm hopeful at the moment that it's a great community of people. They look after each other up there. I know quite a few of them for a very, very long time, worked with some of them in the hospital. They're great people. they're not going to want to see the area descend into what it is you're concerned might happen. I would like to ensure that they work together to ensure the residents come together, make sure anybody who saw anything last night passes that information to the Gardaí immediately so that we can prevent that from happening.
And of course, it goes without saying, it's very important that people do not go online, share their theories, talk about things they don't know anything about, or try to kind of foment any sort of any tension there. To hold your counsel, don't speculate on things you know nothing about, and just let Gardaí do their investigations.
No, and that's for everything in life nowadays, Trefa. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody is on social media with a story that they heard that they think is gospel truth. That's not their fault. People love to have an opinion and spread kind of what they believe to be their version of their truth, you know, their events. And I just think we all need to take a step back. Like, that's what the Gardaí's job is. It's their job to investigate and their job to determine what happened and to hold those to account who are responsible. And I think we should put our trust there. That's where we should do.
Sound words there from Sinn Féin councillor for Tralee, Deirdre Ferris. Deirdre, while I have you there on something completely different, just briefly on the Sinn Féin Ardéis, your party's Ardéis over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You want a permanent cut to USC, the Universal Social Charge, complete removal of carbon tax on home heating oil and green diesel. And aside from that, there's been all this talk, speculation in the papers over the weekend that maybe there might be pressure over Mary Lou MacDonald's continued leadership of the party if Sinn Féin don't win one of the by-elections coming up on May 22nd. What would your response be to all this speculation?
I tell you, I've been a little bit off the radar this weekend. We had a very, very busy weekend in our Firth with the Film Awards. And my father and I left at 5 o'clock in the morning to drive up to the Ardéis and came back down again to do the after party celebration. So I've been a little bit off the radar. So it was when I saw these reports and I started laughing because I was at the Ardéis on Saturday. It was electric. I think this is more of a media story, to be fair. It's not the feeling I'm getting. It's not what I'm hearing from our party membership or anything. And to be fair, Tressa, Sinn Féin are the most popular party north and south. And if there's any political party leader in this country who probably does not need to worry for the fact of the unity within our party, for the strong show of support that we have nationally, I would believe that Mary Lou MacDonald is probably the one who has the least amount of worries. There's a couple of other political parties, government parties, who should be far more concerned about their leadership. You know, I just see this as a non-story. I think this is a... It's something that happens that somebody puts. We have two by-elections coming. We have never been known to have to face an election without really dirty tactics come our way. We will do what we always do. We will face into it. We will do what we can. By-elections are difficult. They're very, very difficult. And you know that, Rafa, from working in this game for a long time, winning a by-election can prove to be very, very difficult. But we are ready for the challenge. We are getting in on the ground. This side of the country, we're all tying in with the Galway West. So I'll be heading up there myself in the next couple of weeks. A lot of our party membership have already signed up to go as well to help Mark get across. He's a great candidate. There is a great team up there. And the same for the Dublin by-election. But Janice, you know, there's a massive team all from the East Coast going in up there. So we'll put in as good a battle as we possibly can. I have absolutely the best time for Mary Lou MacDonald as a woman in this game. I can tell you, I look to her every day to see how she weathers the storms that are put up against her every single day. I think she's probably one of the most formidable and incredible debaters I have ever seen. And it is not debate with a good soundbite or sounding good. It is debate with substance. And I think that is why she comes under such attack from the party leadership on the other side, simply because they cannot best her. And she has nurtured the most incredible front bench team that we have. Okay. Everybody talks about Pearce and about Owen, and we're always referring to her. Every single one of them have been nurtured under the guidance and leadership of Mary Lou MacDonald. And I really think that this is a non-story. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you for talking to us there, Councillor Deirdre Ferris, Sinn Féin Councillor for the Tralee Municipal District, speaking about that news, giving her response to that news that you would have heard on Radio Kerry this morning, just there at 9 o'clock, how the Armed Support Unit was called to the Mitchells Road area of Tralee after fight broke out involving at least some 20 people. And Deirdre Ferris referenced there the candidate for the Galway West by-election, and his name is Mark Lohan. So her response saying there's nothing in it about amid reports that Mary Lou MacDonald's leadership of Sinn Féin might be in doubt if Sinn Féin don't win either of the by-elections coming up in Galway and in Dublin next month.